Alright, what's up everyone? It's Zach, and I'm doing a solo episode right now, and I might sound weird. I am fighting some allergies, and also I kind of lost my voice over the weekend, so apologies if I sound really weird and, like, nasally, but also don't have my normal setup, so we're really just winging it tonight, but yeah, honestly, me winging it is probably kind of like the theme of this episode, so let's dive into it. As this recording is coming out, it's the 3-year anniversary of the Zap podcast, so we just hit 3 years, which is crazy. So happy 3-year anniversary to the Zap podcast. Thank you to everyone that's been a part of it, all the guests, all the listeners, everyone that's liked social media posts, shared the podcast, streamed it, everything. It really means so much. And again, like, a little low energy today as I'm recording this because of the allergies and everything, but I'm not trying to sound dead inside. Like, I'm super grateful for everyone and all the support. And year two, I guess, you know, going from year two to three, it's been a different year for sure. You know, the first 2 years it was consistent every single week, no matter what an episode was coming out. Doesn't matter if it was a holiday, doesn't matter, you know, if I had to stay up all night, like, it was coming out. And you know, this you know, third year, I guess, it was more so me figuring out how to proceed with the podcast, if that makes sense, what the direction is, and to take some of that pressure off myself. From the time that I started the podcast to now, my life's gotten busier, in good ways, you know, in good ways for sure, but it's definitely changed. And I mean, if this is 3 years, like, I guess I started, what, at 25, probably around 25, and now to be at 28, you know, just I'm in a different place in my life and things have changed, which is how life works. So it's not a bad thing or anything like that. But as I'm launching into this new year of the podcast, you know, I'm thinking about what is my goal, what are my goals, what do I want to do, and how do I want to shape the podcast. And I have been having a lot of good conversations, like, just in my everyday life. You know, I'm very lucky to have some great friends and mentors and people that I talk to. And a good friend of mine, we were kind of talking, and she kind of overheard a conversation I was having, and then also, so she's overheard a conversation I was having, and then also we were having a conversation, and she kind of reiterated something, and it was kind of the thought that she said, like, you know, Zach, something I really admire about you is that you have this, like, enthusiasm to go all in on everything. And the premise of this was kind of, like, random things of interest. So recently, I went curling for the first time in my life, you know, in a group, and it was a group setting, and, like, I was talking to her about it, and she's like, you're so enthusiastic about it, like, you're going all in, like, you just embraced it fully. And then, you know, another conversation, one that she overheard, was, someone was talking about wanting to do, like, this, you know, beginner Dungeons and Dragons, D&D kind of campaign, and, like, they love D&D, and they wanted to kind of take people that don't know anything about D&D and introduce them to it, and, you know, share that passion. And I wanted to support that, so I was like, yeah, like, I'll do it. I have never done anything with D&D. I know nothing about D&D, and, I mean, to be honest, do I have an interest in it? Like, on my own, not necessarily, but someone that I know is clearly passionate about it, so I want to, you know, I want to allow them to have that passion and to share in that passion with them. I think that's the coolest way to learn and to grow, you know, in my personal life. So, yeah, I said, sign me up for the campaign, let's do it. And, you know, I was talking to this person, and the friend that I referred to, that I've been referring to, was overhearing the conversation, and I was like, yeah, like, I'm gonna be this archer, because I like bows. And if Hayden or Jason are listening to this, you know why I like bows, and I'm just gonna leave it at that. It's kind of an inside joke, but anyways, I love bows, like bow and arrows. So yeah, I was like, oh, I want to like have a bow. Can I be someone that has a bow? And he's like, yeah, you can do that. And he's like, do you want magic? And I was like, of course, like, who wouldn't want magic? So he's like telling me about this, like, I don't know, like, I guess we'll call it like a class, or, you know, a character that I would be, a character build that's like a ranger, you know, with a bow and has like some like nature magic. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. And I was like, I'm gonna have to come up with like this like awesome name and this backstory. And the original friend that I referred to was just like, I really, really admire just your enthusiasm to just go all in on these things. And I appreciated that. That was like a really cool compliment and thing to hear. And I've been reflecting on that a little bit. And it's kind of the unfortunate thing where now as I sit here recording this message, I'm like, or not, sorry, message, this recording, this podcast episode, I sit here and say, like, is my heart 100% in the podcast? And the answer right now is no. And saying that out loud kind of hurts. And let me kind of dive into it a bit. So I love this podcast, and I want to keep, I never want this podcast to end, in the sense that, like, I always want it to be up. I always want it to be available. I always want to have episodes posted. I always want to be able to upload anytime I want. That's not going to change. What's going to change, and it might not even feel like that much of a change, is just that in this stage of my life, in this season of my life, I think it's going to go quiet for a little bit. And that's tough. That's scary. It's daunting. You know, the first 2 years were, like I said, an episode every single week. And this past year wasn't that consistent. I mean, honestly, it was maybe half the episodes that I've done in a previous year. It was just enjoying life, not putting pressure on myself, not burning myself out, not sacrificing my quality of life, and just uploading when I can. And that was good. That was good, and that was a good balance. And honestly, I could sustain that. But I think with where I'm at in life, you know, professionally, personally, you know, just in all aspects, I think I'm at a place where I just need to take a bit of a hiatus and just, you know, not disappear, you know, that not like go off the grid and you'll never hear from the podcast again. But I think what's best for me is just to give myself a little time away from the podcast. And honestly, like, I say this and like my plan isn't even like that. So I have a few episodes in the queue. So this is going to come out for the anniversary episode. And then probably, you know, I'll have episodes coming out for a few weeks, or a couple weeks at least. And you might be like, Zach, what the heck? Like, you said that you're going to take a break and there's still episodes. So it's like, it's weird. And there's a lot that's going on in my mind right now as I'm recording this. And it's like, you know, what is the direction moving forward? And again, it's always going to be available. This podcast is always going to be a place for me to come and chat. And a lot of episodes have just been kind of like, hey, let's talk. All right, cool. Time to go record. You know, it hasn't really been like that kind of like, oh, let me seek out people. You know, it's just been organic, and I like that. And I don't necessarily want to change that and like force myself to record and cold call people to get them on. I've done that before, and it's been great, and it's turned out to some of the best episodes and some relationships that I still have because of that. But I guess all this to say that, like, I want to do my due diligence for the podcast, and I want it to be the best it can be. And right now, I feel like I don't have the capacity to do that. And it's kind of like in life, you know, everyone says, like, you know, something always has to give, right? Like, you can have a great fitness plan, you can be dialed in with your nutrition, you can have good grades, you can be doing good in your job, but like your social life's suffering a little bit. Or you have a great relationship and you're super social and you're doing well in work, but your diet's not great. You know, it's always like something kind of has to give, because like with all the things that we want to do and all the things that need our attention, we can't give 100% to every, like, we don't have enough time or energy or resources to give to everything. So I think in this season of my life, this is where the podcast gets a little bit less focused. You know, I have work that I'm focusing on and career advancement and friendships and family and running and helping people with their running and just, you know, trying to do all those things and also like my own health, my own fitness, you know, my own mental health, my own physical health, just everything. You know, it's a lot to juggle, and it's not like I feel overwhelmed. It's just that I know that I haven't been giving the podcast as much attention as I had been in the past, and I know that coming into this new year of the podcast, at this time I don't have the same level of commitment and drive, and that's not because I care about it less, or it's not because I've lost the passion, because the passion's still there. It's just what makes the most sense for me in this season of my life, and I'm recording this all, you know, in April of 2024, and May, June 2024, something might roll around, and like my mindset could completely shift, and it could be like, oh yeah, we're going all in again. You know, I think that the overall message is like, I'm not trying to force it. You know, I'm just trying to enjoy and make the most of it and have fun and keep doing what I'm passionate about, which is connecting with people and sharing those conversations and sharing those stories and just bringing people together and getting to know people and connecting with people on such a good level. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at on it. And I, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited for what's to come, and I'm excited for the way my life's going and for all the things that I'm doing and the people I'm spending time with and the races that I'm training for and the goals I have for the summer and for my personal life and my professional life. So things are good. Like, you know, this isn't like I'm overwhelmed, I'm struggling, I need to take a break. It's like, I'm busy with a lot of stuff and the podcast is so important to me and I love it, but let me focus on some other things and know that I can always come back to this. You know, the podcast has been a big part of my life for the last few years, and it will always be a big part of my life. It's a life-changing thing. I mean, I've met so many great people through this, and I've had so many great conversations. I've learned so much. This podcast will always mean the world, and I will never have any regrets. And even if I don't post for the next year, that doesn't mean that the podcast is over, that it died. It just means that in that season of my life, it wasn't something that was really coming together, but that doesn't mean that it won't ever be back. So this is not goodbye. This is not the end. This is not me signing off indefinitely. This is me just saying that I love kind of just having different opportunities, and I love pursuing the things that I'm passionate about. And from the last year to now, I found some new passions, and I'm going to pursue those. And while pursuing those, I'm still going to have this passion, but I'm kind of just in an exploratory phase where I'm seeing what else is out there. So to anyone that's followed me on the podcast journey, thank you. And again, this isn't goodbye. This isn't the end of an era. This is just me saying thank you for believing in me. Thank you for supporting me. And thank you for empowering me to be able to make decisions like this, where it's like, I know that I could take a step away from the podcast, come back anytime I want, and still have a lot of support and love on it. So this is a very short episode. It's, I don't know, like, I feel like you might listen to this, or even as I listen back, I might be like, wow, this sounds kind of sad. Or it sounds like, you know, just like a goodbye. And it's not. Again, I've said that like 5 times in the last 30 seconds, or like not 30 seconds, but like 3 minutes. This is not a goodbye. And I'm not sad. I'm happy. I'm in a good place. I know I sound sad because I have allergies and I don't know, maybe I'm sick, but this isn't a bad thing. I'm not sad. I feel good. I feel good about the direction, and I'm excited for you all to kind of see what is to come in this new stage of my life in 2024 as someone that's 28 now, which is weird to say that I'm 28, in this new chapter of life. You know, again, the podcast is always going to be here. I'm going to keep coming back to it, and we're going to keep giving some good episodes and putting some stuff out there. But for now, this is just me saying that there's a lot of things, there's a lot of things going on, a lot of good things going on, and it's just time to diversify some of those passions and see what else is out there. So yeah, I don't know how to end this. I really don't, but just thank you for the support. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for letting me do this for the 3 years that I have. And thank you for just letting me continue to do this. And thank you for showing up for me and supporting me and sharing and streaming and being a guest and just for everything. I wouldn't trade this podcast and these experiences for anything. So I appreciate everyone. And I promise this is not the end. So stay tuned for some more podcast stuff coming in the future. It will come back. It will be a thing. And again, there's going to be a couple more episodes that are coming out that are in the queue, and then we'll keep it going. I don't know what the uploads will be like. It'll always be Mondays. I don't see that ever changing. So Mondays will always be the upload day, but we'll see what the frequency looks like and everything. But yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you for everyone. And until next time, go out there, follow your passions, do what you love, be a good person, treat people with kindness, and enjoy life. That's all we can do. All right. Thank you all.